Yes, sir. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Let's go to Keith and Mesa. We'll follow that with John from Tucson. And then we'll go to Steve in Peoria. But right now it's Keith. Good morning, Keith. How can we help you this morning, my friend?
Morning, Rosie. Been listening to your show for many, many years, and this is my first call in.
Well, welcome aboard, my friend.
Okay. Back in 2010, Rias was pretty new at the time, and they did an energy audit on my house.
Okay.
We fixed some problems, and I also got a new roof, and they blew in like twice as much insulation as I had.
Okay.
And at that time, back in 2010, they also replaced my air conditioning unit with a Trane. It was, at the time, it was state-of-the-art. It's 3.5 tons, so it has a 2 compressor.
Very good.
And the reason I wanted a 2 compressor was for the additional heat load. Now, I needed a 3-ton, they said, and I got the 3.5-ton. But the problem I've noticed in the last year, and I don't notice, or this year, and I don't notice if it ever happened before, but with the tremendous heat load we're having today in this last couple months or so, I'm having a lot of trouble keeping my house at 76.
Yeah.
It wants to creep up to 78, 80, 82, and it seems to be getting higher and higher now. And yesterday it was up to 82, which has been only 80 before. I was wondering if I'm having air conditioner problems or if this is just a normal heat load.
Well, Keith, what's the vintage of your home?
It's built in 1984. It's block construction.
Okay. Have you ever had our company out, the foam company that shoots the foam inside the block?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Dennis Rodenberg, that I would certainly entertain that idea. But here's the way the air conditioning industry is set up in Arizona. When a homeowner wants to complain to the Register of Contractors about the air conditioning, the first question the registrar deputy will ask is the house 30 degrees cooler than the outside air?
Uh-huh.
And so if it's 112 outside, the registrar is basically saying, hey, 30 degrees in an average home is really about as good as it can get.
Uh-huh.
Now, are you an APS customer or are you an SRP customer?
SRP.
Okay. Now, have you tried? Are you on a time of day energy plan or are you on a constant plan?
I'm on the regular plan. And I should mention it. Yesterday, I went around with my little heat thermometer,
okay,
my infrared, and I looked at most of the walls in my house.
Okay.
And it seemed to average about in the 85-degree area.
The inside temperature of the masonry walls.
Right, on the sheetrock.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's basically meaning that every outside wall is a heat radiator penetrating to the inside of your envelope that you're trying to get to 76.
Right.
So that's a tough one. I would tell you that you ought to get a free estimate from Thermal Advantage. The man's name is Dennis. And have him come analyze whether or not your masonry home is adequately insulated inside the concrete blocks. You're going to love this process for a couple reasons. One, it's very affordable. Two, it makes your house much quieter. Three, it makes your house much cleaner. Four, it reduces all the space that little bugs and critters can live inside your walls, so it cuts down on pests and insects inside your house. And it creates a thermal mass of your outside wall that will greatly reduce the heat load. If your exterior walls are 85 degrees, you're not going to be able to keep your house at 76 because I would guess that the window frames, if they're aluminum frames, which they probably are, built in 1984, those aluminum frames are in excess of 110 or 115 degrees. The glass surface is probably close to 90 or 95. So let's make sure our windows are shaded. Let's make sure that the windows are shaded and that we've got the outside walls properly insulated. Call Dennis Rodenberg at Thermal Advantage and get a free estimate for having foam insulation shot inside your black wall, your block walls. And let's see where we don't go from there, Keith. The other little trick you might want to try is change your energy plan to where you go 9 to 9, and at 9:15 p.m., program your thermostat to take your house down as cold as it'll take it. It's called supercooling. And then we're going to build up all that cool air overnight in the inside of the house. But I promise you, if you get thermal advantage to fill those blocks, it'll work a lot better. Because supercooling does have a hard time working in a home that won't hold the cool. It's the difference between a cheap ice box and a really expensive ice box. You know those Canyon coolers? Those Yeti coolers? Did you ever think you would spend $350 for a cooler?
You have one, you'd never buy a cheap one.
If you have one, you'll never buy a cheap one. And as long as the ice lasts, I mean, it's incredible.
We'd like to take a minute and thank congratulate University Termite Pest Control and Termite Specialists. They're our newest partner out of Tucson, Arizona, servicing all southern Arizona. And, you know, they're not afraid to travel, though. You got a property in the White Mountains or over in Lake Havasu. They have truck. We'll travel. And they do weed control, too, for your pre-emergence. So congratulations, University Termite and Pest Control. Welcome to the Rosie on the House team.